Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, so it's time to help you that is dealing with neuropathy. Neuropathy is a dreaded disease, and every step seems as though it's going to be your last step. Well, it doesn't have to be your last. It can be your first step in the right direction. We have an opportunity for you tonight, or if you know someone that's dealing with neuropathy, please tell them that there is hope. Dr. Sean Ritchie is here from Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, now with these locations expanding as we speak, from Wexford to Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDansedIn.com. And what we're offering you tonight, and you can simply call right now, leave a working number, they can reach you during business hours, and you will get that first consultation, examination, and treatment free. That's a trifecta you don't want to miss. And again, remember, when you call tonight, leave your first and last name and a working number that they can get a hold of you during business hours throughout the week, and they will be in touch with you. They've helped thousands upon thousands, how about 13,000 and growing, get good results when it comes to neuropathy. And even if you get a little in the way of a good result, it's a giant result, because this is such a painstaking, dreaded disease that affects millions across this country of ours and really throughout the world. So without further ado, let's get them on the air tonight and get going to explain everything you need to know and why you could be a success story by going to MaryDansedIn.com and going to Tri-State Neuropathy Center, 724-940-9000. It always feels good helping people, does it not?
It does. It really does. You know, it's always so great to see these people that are out there suffering, whether it's a few months to a few years to a few decades, and they're out there suffering with no hope. And when they come into us, they're either the beginning stages or the end stages. And just being able to let them know that that is not the case anymore, that there's no hope, that, you know, helping 13,000 people is a lot of people, and almost everybody gets 50 to 100% better. And that is not trying to mask this dreaded disease with a medication. This is helping to get these nerves to come back to life. And the best part about it is once we get them there, we can teach them to maintain it and be able to get back to doing the things that they love. So,
and the whole idea is to take that first initial step, just making the call. And because I know there's somebody like, I'm stuck with this. I'm going to be on this Band-Aid of a medication, Neurontin or whatever it is, for the rest of my life. I've heard this song and dance before. But if you're getting a free consultation, examination, and treatment free for making a phone call, and you've helped 13,000 and you've got all these locations, something's got to be happening in a good way.
Right.
So why not take the chance?
Right. Right. I mean, and if you're not a candidate, I mean, we're going to know. And we turn people away all the time. We've probably seen over 25,000 patients, but we've treated over 13,000. But I mean, how you explain it right there is this my last case today. And if you could come, I always tell you, if you could just come and see where neuropathy can go, it would blow your mind. And this was that guy. He came in and his wife walked in and she's like, I'm having trouble getting my husband out of the car. He was that bad and I had to go down and help him. And we got him in there, and as we're walking down, the wife tells me, I told him he should have been here a long time ago. A long time ago, we wouldn't be having these problems, and he just didn't want to come. And so many people expect things to get better. You know, you break your arm, you put a cast on, it gets better. You know, you get a cut, it gets better. Sprain an ankle, it gets better. The worst part about neuropathy is it's going to get worse. That's the guarantee. It's just how fast. And a lot of people, they'll kind of go slow, but it falls off a cliff. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. And he came in and we sat down. And if you watch somebody in pain, it's excruciating to watch it. Like, he just bounced and jumped and his feet go, oh, ah. It was just constant.
It's horrible to watch somebody go through that.
And he's like, I just can't do this anymore. And this happened over the last few weeks. I mean, it really, he was bad, but in the last few weeks, and we took off his socks and shoes to do the test on him, which is super easy. And his wife said, you know, I, I haven't seen his feet. He won't show me. I mean, he's got sores.
Oh.
They were red. I mean, this is the guy that is going to probably, if we don't do anything, which we started with him today, that could lose a toe, lose a foot, lose a leg. I mean, they looked that bad, but this guy, and he's 78, you know, that's not young, but it's not old.
No.
You know, I mean, there's people that are bouncing around still playing softball. Some guys I hear, you know, still playing softball and stuff. So, like, this guy, if he just would have taken care of it months ago, let alone years ago, when he knew about us, and he said, I hear you on KDKA. When I was walking him in, he's like, you sound familiar. And he goes, are you the guy on KDKA? And I'm like, that's me. But he's like, I've been listening to you for years. And if he just would have taken care of it then, you know, he would have been fine today. And that's the worst part about neuropathy. And I'm sure we'll go through what it is and stuff like that. But the worst thing about it, it's going to get worse. And it steals not just mobility, not just a little bit of getting from point A to point B. It steals your soul. It really does. I wish somebody that's coming in that's new at it, that kind of hem-haws like, it's not that bad. You know, it'll probably get better. If they would see this, there's be no sense of less urgency than to get it done right away.
Listen, I run into people every day that ask for your name. Friends, acquaintances. I'm in the, you know, checkout line at the grocery store. Or I'm sitting somewhere and I'll look and I'll notice somebody's got a cane and they've got tennis shoes with Velcro.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you got neuropathy. They're like, how did you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because every effort, even to tie shoes,
is
an effort.
Yeah.
And it's just, and what it does... The mental aspect of what this disease does, forget about all the other side effects that come with it, and there are many, but it leaves people in a depressive state.
Yeah.
They don't want to socialize. They don't want to talk. And here are the holidays. I guarantee you, if so-and-so doesn't show up at your holiday party, and you're wondering why, because they were such a joyful person, more times than not, there's something going on with their health. And if you really would dig deep enough, a lot of it has to do with inability to drive, walk on any icy surfaces.
Oh, forget
that. So I'm just saying, you're done.
Yeah.
You cannot let this thing make you a prisoner. You at least have to try to fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have to.
And like I said, it's going to get worse. And like this guy, it was only a couple of weeks, you know, into almost a month. I mean, life was changed for him. And that's how this can happen. So right now is the best time. You talk about coming into this free consultation. We got 9 offices. We got to be close to you. One of them's got to be close. It's absolutely free. We're going to go through everything. We're going to determine whether you're a candidate. And then if you are, we can get you going with the program now, which is mostly done at home. So it's the best time because you're not going to be getting out once the snow starts to hit.
So, you know, I've known him for years, and he's actually helped me, too. And you know, I was in an accident many years ago jogging. I was hit by a truck and obviously had some spinal issues, and thank goodness that I was able to walk. But I've been dealing with neuropathy, and he really did help so much so. And this is just another example how you've helped me. For many years, I had to have the studio chair literally almost to ground level so my feet would both be firmly on the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do that anymore.
I see you're sitting a little higher tonight.
Yeah, and my legs dangle a little bit.
Right.
I don't have that circulation issue anymore. So what I'm telling you, you owe it to yourself to at least prevent becoming a prisoner in your home by making this call. 724-940-9000. Do it now. First and last name, working number. They can reach you during business hours throughout the week. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. MaryDanston.com, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. Dr. Sean Ritchie, what is neuropathy? Who gets it and how? All of that coming up next. Stay with us. All right, back with Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Don't forget, first consultation, examination, and treatment free. You have it. You know somebody that's dealing with it. Call right now. First and last name. Leave a working number. They can reach you during business hours throughout the week, and you're in. First consultation, examination, and treatment free. 724-940-9000. MaryDanston.com. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. All right, so let's talk about neuropathy. What is it and who gets it?
Neuropathy is, outside of a devastating disease, it's horrible. It's just, like we said, it steals a person's life. But as devastating, it's like the smallest thing in your body that is being affected. So our brain, it controls everything. Every cell, tissue, organ in your body is controlled by your brain. It sends a signal down your spine, leaves us a large nerve fiber, and that is large stuff, muscles, heart, stomach, liver, legs, Then it rolls all the way down to your skin at the very peripheral, the ends, the toes. The top layer of your skin resides this small nerve fiber called a sensory nerve. And it makes you feel things. It makes you feel like the cold tile floor, the carpet grains, the hot water from the shower, you know, the car pedals. And when that nerve gets damaged is when you start to get this peripheral neuropathy. So neuropathy is the death and destruction of a nerve. Peripheral is the end. So it could be in your hands too, your fingertips. And unlike a large nerve fiber like sciatica that rolls its way down the leg, this one's to work its way up. So it'll start at your toes, maybe one toe, feeling a little maybe fat. You know, some people say it feels swollen, bounces to the next toe, then all the toes, then hits the other foot. Then it starts to roll back, starts to feel like something's between the ball of your foot and toes, and like something like a bunched up sock and maybe pebbles in the shoes. You take your shoe off and nothing's in there. And those are the beginning stages. And like I said, that's the best time to catch it because we've got a lot of components to our program. And depending on your severity, depends on what we put to the table. Like the gentleman earlier, you know, we needed to put everything on the table. But for, you know, beginning stagers, we can keep a nice, simple plan and real easy to do. But then it wants to roll back and it'll crawl all the way to the knees. And then it's the a la carte symptoms that really start to play a factor in a person's life. And that's where it starts to get the pins and needles, the tingling, walking like on the floor and you got these little needles. Then it gets the other stuff, the burning. You know, your feet start to, like at night, you know, they just start to feel like they're on fire, or they get these cramps, or you get these electric shocks that shoot through your foot at no time, no given thing, not because you're walking or because you moved. It just hits you out of nowhere. And a lot of times these symptoms want to get worse at night. People come in and go, I don't know what it is about night, but as soon as I sit down after a day to watch TV or something, boy, do they start to fire up. And then God forbid you go to bed to try to not think about these things, and then they fire up even more. And it makes sense because what happens is these nerves that are dying are not getting any of the oxygen and nutrients. The blood flow is just not good down there. So that's why those symptoms like to elevate, because your heart slows down. So that's how this whole neuropathy starts. But the worst part about it, it gets worse and gets worse. You know, and you know, I even had a patient in one time that, like, how we do these tests is you activate the sensories with different sensors, hot, cold, sharp. This lady puts her foot up, you know, up on her heel so I can, you know, put the sensories on them. And I don't know if you've ever seen gangrene, but on the bottom of her one toe was just all black. And her feet looked like that pressurized, hard, red look, but she also had this black thing in it. I knew it wasn't good, and I'm like, you got to go get that taken care of first. And so we put her shoes and socks back on. I said, go straight to the hospital. You know, she called me about 3 months after that to let me know that she had lost that toe. They had to take it off because it was gangrene. And I was very apologetic, but they didn't get it. They had to take the second toe off, and I was like, oh, are you serious? And she's like, nope. They actually didn't get that one either. She actually lost her foot, her entire foot, because her feet were so numb. She was walking, must have been barefoot somewhere in her house or outside, nicked that foot, got infected, didn't know it because she couldn't see it. So that's the unfortunate thing with this. It can go to a part that is not good. You know, amputation is the inevitable fate, which, you know, not everybody gets there, but that's why I say, don't even risk it. It's going to go somewhere. It's just how bad is it going to get for you? So if you have this or you think you have it, if that description that I just gave you seems to replicate what you might be feeling, whether it's in your feet or in your hands, make that call. Just come on in. We're going to sit down. We devote anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half of our own time to you to make sure that you're a good qualified candidate. And if you're not, we will let you know. We turn people away. We want to be sure that you are a candidate because we like our success rate. If you are a candidate, we can put a plan together and teach you how to, you know, not only stop the neuropathy, but we can help you start getting back to life.
All right. If you have been suffering with neuropathy and wish to look into a proven method of improvement, call 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Make an appointment for that free evaluation and consultation. They're also going to throw in the first treatment. You can also find out more at marydanstin.com. Explain why that's your website.
Oh, Mary, when I first started doing this, it was in 2013. I was kind of green behind the ears. I knew what it was, like I explained it, but never knew the severity or how it went. So she had come in, and I used to do all the treatments in the office. Now we do it at home. And she drove all the way from Jeanette to my first office. And You know, it was like an hour and 20 minutes or something for her to get there. And that very first day when we diagnosed her, we said, you know, you got neuropathy for sure. She suffered from the age of 45 all the way to the age of 57. And her neurologist told her that she was going to be in a wheelchair by the by 2 years from there. That's scary. 59 years old, the rest of your life in a wheelchair. So we did the whole consultation, did the treatment, and she came back a couple of days later. And that was the first time in her 12 years that there was a change. There was a positive change. She felt hope for the first time. And she literally danced from our front door all the way to our front desk. She had this big smile on, and she comes dancing up, and you know, I happened to be standing there, and as soon as she saw me and said, "I felt a difference," she started crying, and it was kind of emotional for me too, because I'm new at it, and I'm seeing these people's lives being changed, and I got tears in my eyes. But she ended up going through the program. As she likes to term it, she's 100% better 98% of the time. Every once in a while, she'll get a little tingle. A short-lived thing, just a reminder, but she's 68 now. She's retired. She worked for us, and she's retired, living life great without neuropathy.
All right, so let me explain to you what we have on the table for those of you dealing with it, and if you know someone that has it, you need to reach out and let them know about this. They're located in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, the number you can call right now. Leave your information and a working number. They can reach you during business hours, 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment free. But you got to call now. Leave your name and number and that working number that can be reached throughout the work week during their business hours at the Tri-State Neuropathy Center. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. MaryDancedIn.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, is here, and we have a lot to get to in the way of technology, and we're going to do that in just a moment. But please tell them about what this offer is that we have on the table with the first consultation, examination, and treatment. It's all free, but you got to call, leave your name and number, and a working number that they can reach you while they're working during the week, 724-940-9000. Tell them how that works.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing to do. You can either call us, you know, 724-940-9000. And let us know where you're from, and we can find an office that would be closest and most convenient for you. And you can go online. It's real easy to fill out the forms, so you don't have to sit there all day filling out forms at the office. And if not, and you don't have a computer, you can do it there. But what we'll do is we'll sit down and we'll run through a consultation, a history of a patient, see what might be causing it, making sure that they're talking what exactly neuropathy is, so that we're able to help them. A lot of people come in, they'll say maybe some of the symptoms, like I got a numb toe and tingly, and it's aching, deep-rooted. Hey, maybe they got a Morton neuroma, or maybe they got an L5 nerve root, or plantar fasciitis, or maybe it's just simple old arthritis, and we'll be able to determine that. But if everything adds up, we do a test. The test is super easy. It takes about 2 minutes. And it's a sensory exam. Those nerves feel hot, they feel cold. So we're going to put these things on their feet or their fingers, and we're going to see what they feel. By that score, we can say whether they have it or not, and the severity of it. Depending on the severity, depends on what type of plan we can put together. And after that point, if they do qualify, we do a treatment. One of the main components we'll dive into is called low-level light therapy, and that's what we'll use. We'll be able to do a treatment on them. Not like they're going to get done and go, woohoo, I'm better. You know, it's just in a sample of how they would do the therapy. But while they're doing that, we can formulate a plan of attack on how we can help them be like most people that get 50 to 100% better.
Listen, I can tell you firsthand, I just had a little bit of a difference after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm. Some people do.
Massive difference to me.
Right.
Just a little, went a long, long way.
Right.
The other thing, too, before we talk about technology, what's the old saying? If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Right.
If you can't be mobile and you can't be active, or at least, you know, some sort of walking movement every day, cardiovascular atrophy, all these issues can develop because of what this disease does to you. So it's not just you're going to deal with that pain. There's a possibility of all sorts of things that are going to pile on.
100%. Yeah, you're exactly right. That I see people come in. Well, you can tell how far advanced it is as soon as they walk through the door. You know, the people that come bouncing in and they still got their gait, they're beginning stages. The other people, you know, they're slow walking. You can see that their strength isn't there, and that's where it goes. That's why I can't tell you more. It's important to get it taken care of now than later, because it will get worse. And it's just when it gets that bad, you know, I'm just looking to help you get through the day versus, hey, let's get you back doing what you want to do, you know, forgetting it. I had a lady, Linda, just the other day, she came in after 90 days and she's like, I don't even think about my feet. And she was super skeptical. She never thought this would work. And she's 100% better. She's like, I don't even remember having neuropathy. That's because she caught it early. And that's what I recommend to everybody. If you're listening, you think you have it, take advantage of a free consultation.
All right. They are in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle, Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com, 724-940-9000. Let's talk technology.
Absolutely. So very, very, very proud of the technology that we have. You know, we were one of the first 10 in the country that were treating neuropathy with this technology. And when we came back, I was very skeptical, never thought it would work. But I did take 6 of my patients through the technology and the therapies, and they all got better. 2 got 100%. And that's how we started, one office. And ever since then, as everything else, technology gets better and better and better. And we were proud to say that we are the only people in the area here that has this low-level light therapy. Now, there are some others that do carry this technology, but, you know, in all different technologies, I can tell you a lot about it, but the power of ours, there's no one that has anything close to it. And it's a light therapy. And this light therapy is designed to produce this thing in our skin. And ours actually does go deeper than just your skin, but your problem is in your skin. It helps to produce nitric oxide. Now, your body, Rob, my body, all makes nitric oxide. It's just the older we get, the less it makes. And it has one purpose. It helps to dilate your blood vessels, in particular your capillaries. And when your heart sends the blood out with all the oxygen and nutrients, that's what keeps everything alive. But what happens when we get older and we deplete ourselves of this nitric oxide, your little tiny capillaries tighten up. Further from your hearts, your peripheral, your toes, your feet, your hands, and they just don't open enough to start to give oxygen and nutrients to these nerves that are being damaged. Now, with that, it's just like grass that hasn't had any rain. It wants to die. And that's what's happening to these nerves. They're dying for a reason. You know, there's a lot of reasons that are out there. Top 4 that we have are diabetes, cancer treatments, chemo, radiation, really bad broken down backs. Then we got one in particular called cholesterol medicine or a statin drug. Those are the top 4 we look for, and generally somebody has those. So once we determine that they have it, we can get them into the low level light therapy, dilate the blood vessels, and allow those nerves just to start to heal automatically because your body knows how to fix it. So it's literally like taking the sprinkler out to the yard that hasn't had rain in a while and start to water it. And we have the best sprinkler in town. And that's the best thing about us. So, and even better than that, we get to send the equipment home with you and you get to do it at home. It's an FDA approved device. It's no drugs, you know, and you just sit there and you drop your feet in them. And there's a couple units out there, but this one not only is the most powerful and most effective, and that's why we're successful and keep growing, but it's the easiest to use. It's literally you just set your foot on it and it turns on and you don't even feel anything. Now, that's the first part of our program. Another part of our program, we have a very specific electrical frequency that can actually stimulate those nerves to start to work. There's only 2 on the market. The one is an old one, it's a single phase. We have the new one, and it's a 3-phase unit, and it's designed to take those nerves and help to re-educate them how to work, if you will. So as we're growing the nerves with the light or with the lights therapy, these are helping to grow them. It's like physical therapy for them. Next, we have some things that we do in our office on a minimal basis, but we can actually improve the flow. It's like going over to the spigot and turning that sprinkler up higher. We have a therapy that we can increase your microvessel flow almost 50% more. So we're going to get more oxygen and nutrients. And then last week, there's more than this, but we have a thing that we can increase range of motion. A lot of people, when they get a little further in advance, lose the range of motion, which causes balance issues, so we can help them with that. So this program has been developed over 11 years, and we're always ahead of the game and having the best technology. And that's why over 13,000 people have been able to take advantage of this research and, you know, our trials and errors, and we have a great program now.
Make an appointment today at the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers by acting today. You can prevent your neuropathy from getting worse and also receive an effective treatment plan to get you back to enjoying all the activities you love. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, marydansden.com. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. And when you call tonight, first and last name and a number that they can reach you during business hours. We'll be back. All right, this is one of my favorite segments of anything I do. Why? Because it's about success stories, about people that they've helped at the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, and you could be one of them. Again, this offer on the table, first consultation, examination, and treatment, all free, across the board, free, by calling this number, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Leave your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you during business hours. And they're a short drive from anywhere in our listening audience because they have 9 locations: Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. And find out more by going to marydansden.com. Success stories, Dr. Ritchie.
Yeah, so many of them. You know, when I go through a day, we got new patients that come in, and, you know, we have regular patients coming in, and then we have some reevaluations. Just the other day, I mean, this is kind of a classic example. I was sitting down with a woman. She had neuropathy for 2 years. Classic cases, or classic causes, diabetic. She had some back issues. I've seen COVID shots sometimes help can cause this. But as every other case, getting worse. 2 years, she was worried about getting a cane, being in a walker. But she had the classic symptoms: numbness, pins and needles, tingling. She had the burning, cramping, and having some balance issues, so much that she had a couple falls. And then here you go with that night turn. That's when it really kicks in. Horrible time sleeping. Every single night she goes to bed, she has trouble sleeping. She tried your typical stuff, gabapentin, Lyrica. You know, I had somebody come in to me that told me a story about how they went to a little seminar, and a neurologist had given a seminar about neuropathic pain, and their whole thing revolved around this list of medications, and I have it. And I mean, probably 30 here, and it just, like, here's gabapentin. This was one of the ones that they give out, 300 milligrams. You know, you take it 100 three times a day, and then the maintenance dose, increase 300 to 400 milligram increments up to 2,400 to 6,000 milligrams 3 to 4 times a day. I mean, you couldn't even know your name. You know, duloxetine, pregabalin, start at 50, increase to 300 milligrams per day. And this is how they like to handle it. And all these things generally don't work. You know, I mean, they're trying to do the best that they can, but all it's doing is trying to mask the pain. And like I've been saying this whole show, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. So doing that isn't going to fix it. So that's what I do. I listen to the story. Great candidate, just like I say. Put her on the lights. Went out to put the plan together, but I was doing my round seeing the patients. And I come out to another woman who was in the same boat, same type of situation, except hers was from chemotherapy and statin drugs. Similar symptoms, and her sleep was bad. Now, she was in this just 2 weeks, and she looked at me shaking her head. She's like, I can't believe the difference just in 2 weeks. She's like, last night, when I could normally only sleep an hour, she's like, I slept 8 straight hours. And that was only in 2 weeks. So, and that was the best thing. So when you go and you hear that story, then you go back in to present the plan to a patient, you just have that confidence that, you know, their lives are going to be different. So, that's just a typical scenario. I had a woman in Karen, she was diabetic, suffered for only 6 months. We did that test on her and we rated in a percentage. She rated only 47%, which isn't too bad, but for 6 months, that's pretty bad. After going just through 90 days, she was 93% better and almost every symptom was gone. Kathy was 1 year into it, obviously getting worse, and nights were bad. One of her big things is because the nights are so bad, all day she was exhausted. So, I mean, can you imagine sleeping an hour, walking for three, another hour to get up to walk for another three, then you just say, forget it, I'll get up. So you're sleeping in, you know, maybe 2 hours a night, every night. I mean, can you imagine how exhausted and just fatigued, just let alone your feet being numb and having balance. Now you're just exhausted. But she's better. She just got a little bit numbless left. Her toes were really tight. Now they're flexible and walking like normal. Ron, 1 year, he was 1 week into it, and he was already, he had the sharp shooting pains in his feet gone. He went from 4% up to 70% functionality. I mean, it goes on Catherine, 2 years. Hers were getting worse, 14% all the way up to 69%. Rosalie, she was 3 years into diabetic, statin drugs. She wouldn't hardly sleep. That's the one big thing that I really track, because when your body sleeps, that's when your body gets to rehab. So being able to help these people and just hear story after story, Rob, is so enjoyable. And now this is just me and the two offices I've covered. We have 9 offices. So can you imagine the magnitude of help that we are doing for people? And it's all because of our technology and how much experience we have, and having the strongest equipment on the market is how we've been able to continue our growth.
Do you have enough room for all of the holiday cookies that people are going to be bringing your staff? They are definitely excited what you're doing, because you're giving them their life back, the holidays back, being with their grandchildren, actually going out shopping, eating, living life. So.
Right.
Thank you for that. It's always good seeing you. To you and your family, a blessed holiday season. And we'll start off the new year right here, okay?
Looking forward to it. You too.
All right. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers has been successfully treating and helping neuropathy sufferers since 2013. The professionals at Tri-State Neuropathy Centers understand full well how to help people with neuropathy. They have treated over 13,000 patients, and that number is growing as we speak, who have suffered from peripheral neuropathy and have a 90% patient satisfaction rate. That's pretty incredible. So, one more time, this offer, the number 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Even though we're going off the air, you can still call right now and get the first consultation, examination, and treatment absolutely free. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton in Morgantown, West Virginia. Find out more at MaryDanstin.com.